I can't believe I haven't shared it before, actually. It's funny, it's realizations that my own clients get from doing my VIP course, because I want to clear up a lot of the, I wouldn't say it's mess or untruths, but actually, if you're watching this, if you're watching the recording or you're just jumping on, tell me, let me know if you've actually ever been a part of an online group before, and how did you find it? Because personally, I've been involved in lots and lots of masterminds and things. Participating as a client, I mean. And so that those things gave me obviously a lot of ideas on how to run my own. But more importantly, what I found as a participant in these courses, and what I find that my own clients find as being a participant in these courses, and this is a very recent conversation that I had with a client about this, is that obviously the quality's not usually there. However, you know this, and it's a bit of a weird feeling to even feel like you have to break into it, because there is a massive fear of losing the quality and losing the standard and therefore losing the results that you could potentially get with somebody if you're working with them one-on-one. And what I want to go through with you today are that instead of actually losing the results, you can actually scale and do the one-to-many model, meaning that might be whatever version of online that you've got, and instead of it actually being something where you lose the quality, you still can have one appointment and coach all these people at once. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. Shared to my profile. More options. Let's put it in the group as well. Da 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 da. Where's my own group? The own group, The Art of Tripling Your PT Business. Hey, where are you guys from that have jumped on? I don't recognize any familiar names. Let me see what this looks like over on the profile. I wonder if people get a notification for that. It's quite weird. Facebook's not letting me go live from my own profile today. I might do. Going to tag the girls that liked my post before. Okay, let's get into it, because everybody else can just watch the recording. Guys, if you didn't know already, that you can, you know, make a Facebook Live on your phone and then you can press save as it's finished. And I'm using it as a mirror. All right. So often, and it doesn't get my goat, but have you ever heard the expression that when most people are zigging, you should zag? And there's the more people that I speak to, as in the more coaches that I work with, that obviously they've been scrolling in the online space, which we all do if we've got social media accounts, and you would have heard of things like scaling your online business or scaling your business somehow, meaning you can't just keep using the one-on-one model. Okay, not only does that get results, you're thinking in the back of your mind, but how on earth do people go from one to many? One-on-one to one-to-many. And put your hand up, or let me know in the comments below if you've ever been a part of a mastermind or something like that, any kind of group coaching where you were part of the audience. And for example, here's one of my experiences with that. Some of them have actually been really good, I have to say, and some of them were really lessons in teaching me how I don't want to do it myself, so then therefore they were good as well. But in all seriousness, I guess if I hadn't been me, then, you know, I could see how a lot of people would get pissed off. Oh no, my phone's notifying me that I'm going live. Yeah, I know. I could see how a lot of people would be pissed off a little bit, because you'd lose lack of quality. And what I'm talking about is one of the best courses that I've ever done, and this was actually teaching you, this was tech stuff, right? This was Facebook ads and webinars and stuff. Now, this is not what I teach, so I'm just telling you how that experience went. The meetings were at 3 o'clock in the morning, my time. I got up and did them. It didn't matter to me. It's irrelevant. I'm not expecting that people do that with me though, to be honest. But I got up and I did them. But there were between 200 and 300 people on each call. And those 200 to 300 people were on each call, you know, within 5 minutes of the Zoom call starting. Now, so sometimes it would go for 2 hours. Sometimes it would go for longer than that. But the main coach, whose business it was, who'd actually figured out how to do the thing, had other coaches coaching for him as well. I'm going to turn this light on over here. Yeah, he had other coaches coaching for him as well, which was great. But there was a point, I can't remember which point it was. It was either at the 1 hour or the 2 hour mark where he got off and the other coaches started coaching. Now, divide 2 hours by 230 people. You've literally got, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 seconds, maybe 1 or 2 minutes to ask your question and have it answered. Totally fine with me. But I could see how if somebody needed more support, just really trying to get comfortable on this chair. If somebody needed more support, that they would probably not have a fantastic level of success. Now, if you compare that kind of group or that kind of mastermind or that kind of scaled online program to something where you're speaking to people one-on-one, obviously if people are doing one-on-one, something like that, they will get, maybe, you would presume, if you're used to doing one-on-one as a coach, you would presume that if you're delivering one-on-one, that they're going to get a better result. Now, I want to bring you across to the other way of thinking in that, yes, if they can have their questions answered fully, and the way I do it, and I'll explain the way I do it in a minute, but I get them to tell me what they've done, then I tell them what they're up to instead of expecting them to run through the curriculum because everyone's at such a different point. But because that's how I work, I don't like putting them all through the same curriculum because I just don't do it on scale with hundreds of people on the call at once. I only have a couple of people on each call. Now, I'll tell you more about how the ins and outs of that worked, but unless you can get an idea of what it's like to be in one of these big groups, you won't have any appreciation for the gold. And my coaches get this. They get the gold of what they've actually been through in that small group situation, especially when one of them, for instance, has, so we finished the bulk of our 90-day program together, and she's went to learn some technology to launch this other thing that she was launching. Because I'll do the basics of that, but I don't teach a lot of technology stuff. I usually just give you my people and you can go and actually learn from them, or you can hire the staff that I hire, for example, for $10 an hour. So I make some money and then hire tech staff. That's an easier way to scale your own stuff. But I digress. So this girl in particular, she's gone and done that. And then she's come back, and I'll have to show you the message that she sent me to say, you know, the amount of support and everything that I get from you has been phenomenal because it's just working on me and not just the business. Now, by the way, you as a person, you are not a separate entity to your business. You know what it's like if you're in a bad mood. If you're in a bad mood, you won't actually be getting inquiries. If you're in a bad mood, everything that you post won't work. If you're in a bad mood, you actually shouldn't post. If you're in a bad mood or in any kind of weird feeling about money or your business or your success or the, I don't have it now, why is it not there? If you feel any of that, then don't work on your business and expect to get a return, because you won't. There's almost no point. And it very much is a vibrational thing, like it or not. You can go through all the statistics of, you know, Facebook ads, webinars, clicks, what it costs you for a lead and all the rest of that. And if you're not in a good mood, it's very hard to execute quality. And it's hard to bring more quality into, I might say. Now, what this girl found, okay, so she's come back and she said, the quality that I'm getting through you is amazing. And I'm still doing it in a group format, which is one-on-one. And that's what I want to explain to you. Because what she's realized is when she's running through the curriculum on these calls in this new course that she's doing, which is like a tenth of the price, by the way, but this is what happens. They're not always a tenth of the price. That first example that I gave at 3 o'clock in the morning was an 8-week course and I paid $10,000 US for it. So they're not all, you know, and did that equate to a lot? Yeah, that actually, it was really good. It was really amazing. It was really fucking hard, but it was really good. There was a lot I learned from it. Now, in comparison to what this client of mine who's come back again has found is what's happening on the calls, and you might have experienced this, yell out if you have experienced this, is that she's the person is teaching the curriculum of whatever week it is that they're up to, which is standard. And then they're saying, and now has anybody got a question? And then obviously whoever's got a question, I don't know the format, they raise their hand, they ask a question, they get the question answered, they ask a question, they get the answer, question answered. So they can run through 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 people after they've taught the curriculum. Now, this is one of the ways that you can launch an online course. And what I realized after a couple of years of doing online was the first version of my, I think I called it Fit Pro Influence Formula 90 Day course or something like that. So the first version of that, the very first version of that, which was, I think, 2016. And I could tell you, I'd have to open my stats. It's funny, my partner asked me, side note, asked me a question about statistics and money and stuff today. I said, I don't know, babe, but I'd actually do have the record of that, but I'd have to open the spreadsheet to tell you because, you know, I can tell you what way to drive home almost with my eyes closed because I'm really skilled at directions for some reason. But I actually can't tell you what happened in a spreadsheet last week. Anyway, interesting. But I could tell you the balance of things. So my point is just work with your skill set. Oh, I'm digressing. Just for a change, it is actually how my brain works. So you also get to understand that however your brain works, you can run courses as well. Now, what was I talking about? So that's right. She came. So she's come back and she's realized, obviously, they're getting a better service there. But it's because I haven't tried to scale one to many. Like I know myself, for example, with my VIP course, it actually lasts for 12 months because by the time they get to the end of 90 days, they're executing the third, fourth, fifth, sixth thing and they need the extra support for that. Now, the calls are small so that as in I've got one appointment time, for example, and this is how I started it anyway. Actually, if we go, sorry, rewind back to 2016. Erase that for a second. So rewind back to 2016. So I had one appointment call time. I knew roughly what the flow was going to be because I've coached so many people since, I've coached other trainers since 2004, so other coaches in across all health modalities since 2004. And I've been registered myself, started as a personal trainer in 1998, I think it was. It's a very long time. And then it was, and also massage therapist, nutrition qualified, all that stuff. So everything to do with health, pretty much all the way down to like, it's so specialized. I don't know how to fix, you know, multiple joints in the spine and all the rest of it. So I find learning really interesting. And I was always one of those people's like, why is that hurting? And why is that over there? And why is it that I can't get this person to do X, Y, Z or whatever? Anyway, so 2016, when I started this online group, I would have the call and, you know, I would talk about what I wanted to teach them for that call, which went for, I can't remember to be honest, probably about 15, 20 minutes because I needed to leave time for the active people that were on the call to ask questions. But what I did that was super different, and this is the stuff that makes the difference, is I didn't wait for them to ask a question. I didn't wait for them to put their hand up. I didn't put them on the spot, because this is the problem. If you've ever been in a course, most people won't put their hand up and ask a question. So if you're doing online and you're doing a group, and this is what this trainer that's just come back to me has realized, is she's like trying to run this online group thing the way these new people have taught her. Because when we did things together, she's in the UK, right? And when we did things together, she wasn't in COVID. So she wasn't forced to do as much online as what's happening now, but now she's forced to do online. And she wants to do it the way that you put a little bit more time, love and attention into each client, because you obviously are going to get a different result, obviously. Not so much obviously, but if someone doesn't have the initiative to ask a question, like I'm happy to ask questions when I'm in a course, but not all of our clients are. So one of the ways that I got around that was as the girls got onto the call, right, they'd be listening. I say girls because it's majority girls, because let's face it, if you're a personal trainer, most of your clients are women, even if you're a male trainer, because men just don't like being told what to do. And I find I've been in lots of the bros clubs online and all the rest of that, all totally fine. I just don't generally resonate with young guys because I don't want to hustle for 60 hours a week. I've done that before, including when my child was young. And then, yeah, I'd be up till like 1 or 2 and then have to get up at 3 o'clock for a feed. And then, you know, 6 o'clock starting work again and be like really not happy because I was so tired. It just doesn't work for us to hustle the same. So girls or boys, if you've got a lot going on, just understand that it's just it's a fun trick and it's a challenge and it gets to be a bit of a game to try and figure out how to get work to work for you in literally 40 seconds sometimes or 4 minutes a day. You can actually move the needle. I've got so many articles and podcasts on actually moving the needle in just a couple of minutes a day. Look at that, I've just like gone off the track again. So the part that's made my course different was I used to teach the curriculum. I don't even teach the curriculum anymore. That comes at the people in an email series. And if, because they're face-to-face coaches, I know that often they don't even read the emails and I don't care as long as they get on the call, because on the call, let's pretend that there's only one call time. There isn't, there's actually multiple call times, but on one call time, there will be maximum 5 coaches. And of those 5 coaches, the first to get on, or there's a couple of different ways that it works, but each of them in their own turn, I unlock them with video chat. They all meet each other with video chat and I go through specifically what they've been doing with the fine tooth comb. And because we're speaking, I can hear how they feel. So it's exactly like a one-on-one, pretend you're doing a nutrition consult. And if you haven't actually ever done that, just understand that as a personal trainer, everything that you're saying to the people and getting them to do in between their sessions with you, that's the goal. That's the bit that makes the difference. And when you've done a sit and chat consultation with clients before, you start to get that, because you could actually just run your business by doing sitting and chatting. And online gets to be very, very similar if you use the method I'm about to tell you about. So I would have this is the first time the course I remember. So I had the lesson. Yep, I've shared my screen, taught, whatever. Now, are they all able to go and implement that information exactly? Of course not, because they're human beings, not robots. So while some of them would have great, execution skills, and fitness is a niche where people are very internally motivated anyway, as far as just people. And I think that people that put themselves through exercise and or put themselves through the running of their own business, like we've definitely got something that most of the population doesn't have. So we're already really internally motivated people. Honestly, it's often a tweak in our self-language, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, because then opportunities are created, because you can tell somebody all these things to do and they won't do it if their self-talk's bad. So that's one of the things that definitely needs to be covered. If it's not covered in the courses that you're doing, then definitely work on a side project for yourself, because it makes all the difference. Anyway, so I would teach the curriculum and then I would unlock each one of them one at a time for as long as they needed to talk. They didn't have a choice. I didn't ask who wants to ask a question. It wasn't about who wants to ask a question. It was like, Jenny, you're first. Tamara, you're second. Amy, you're third. Kari, you're fourth. And that's how it would go. And sometimes they would talk for 10 minutes and sometimes they would talk for an hour. And I don't care. It needed to be complete. They needed to finish. They need to have stuff to go on with. And not an hour's worth of stuff to go in with. They need to figure out. I get to figure out for them. This is the power of this masterminding. We all get to figure out for them how to move the needle for their situation, for their personality, for their point of genius, to do marketing and sales and messaging and all that stuff, to be able to call in the right clients, to offer them the right packages. Now, what any of us say to do with what worked for any person is not necessarily going to work for you. Ta-da! You know that. And you know it because if you've worked with clients, which you have if you're a personal trainer or any kind of health, fitness, wellness coach, every person implements information one at a different speed. They've got different environmental factors that are going on. They've got a different metabolism, so everything's going to have a different effect on their body. They've got a different way that they assimilate nutrients. They've got a different background that they're coming from. They've got a different external environment. They've got a different internal environment. So the way that they implement things is different. The way that they perceive even the words that you're saying is different. So this is why I don't force my curriculum down people's throats. Yes, there are things for them to do. But the other thing that I do is that there are 8 emails that come quite fast over the first 90 days, right? But I only insist that they get up to email 3. Because by the time they're up to email 3 and they're putting the stuff in the Facebook group and I'm Q&A-ing with them 24/7 as well. So I talk to them every day if they need it. And then on top of that, actually speak to them for as long as they need each week. Like, it's the next level version of quality. And I want you to know that, like, this is the system that they then take and they implement this online when they've got the balls to do it. Whether that's they trust and they've got the balls to do it in the first couple of weeks, or some of them take into the back half of the first 90 days. Some of them take to week 6 to do this stuff. What happens by the end of the first 90 days, this goes for 12 months, but what happens at the end of the 90 days is they've got something that they're running that's ideally online. But the reason I'm talking about online and the one-to-many thing is because that could be face-to-face, you know, one-to-one, group setting, one to many. The only reason to even dabble in online really is because it is fucking stupid to have all your eggs in one basket. That's how it is. It's a reality call. And I think COVID and all of that stuff actually gave us all a little bit of a reality call. Well, it gave you guys that weren't using Zoom the technology and the know-how to actually use Zoom. My point is, it's the knowledge that you're expressing to people that is actually helping them get the results. It's not holding them accountable to doing the exercise and counting to 10 for them. Don't get me wrong, it is, but there is the genre of people that you are working with, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, the ones that will come in and do the sessions with you, or maybe you're a counselor or any kind of coach, and they'll do the sessions with you, and they almost have the persona of expecting you to do it for them. Now, you know, obviously you can't do the exercise for them, but I love my clients so much in personal training days, I would do the exercise for them if I could. But it ended up being scaled in that I ended up having like multiple online programs as well, and one-to-one as well, face-to-face, one-to-one online and one-to-group online, and one-to-many in the gym setting as well, where there would be 6 in each group and there'd be 31 groups, right? Not just myself doing it, it's a contractor. Contractors some stages as well helping to do that, and also the contractors were answering questions in the online group too. So, and that online group, often there was ones that consisted of just our face-to-face clients, and there were online groups that were running that were just like online and we didn't actually know the people. And I can promise you this, if you haven't ventured into online yet, there are actually clients out there that will do what you verbally say without you almost doing the exercises for them and counting to 10. And that seems to be one of the massive shifts that I've noticed happens when I work with my coaches. So if you can get that now, you don't obviously don't have to work with me, but if you can get that, understand that your knowledge and that person implementing your knowledge, that's what changes the person's life. That's why what comes out of your mouth is incredibly valuable. That's why when you're spending time with somebody, what comes out of your mouth is incredibly valuable. By the way, don't expect when you launch for your face-to-face clients to buy your online programs, because they've got you face-to-face. So why would they? I wouldn't. So look at yourself as one of the best forms of market research, really, that you can do. Like, how do you buy things? Because I know, for example, if I, say I'm thinking about something to do with an injury and I'm thinking about my massage therapist or my osteopath, I don't love sitting on a computer all day, every day. I'm probably not going to buy one of their online programs. I'm just going to talk to them about it as a paying face-to-face customer when I get to my appointment. Makes sense? Has anybody got any questions? I see that there's a few people on. So I want you to get that. This is the other thing that, because I do single follow-up calls with my girls for feedback, right? With my clients, I should say. There are obviously guys there, but just not as many as females. Every single time, they have, actually probably 90% of the time, and there's been hundreds of people to this course over the last few years, even though I keep the model quite small, So it's not like I've scaled to 200 or 300 people active in the group on one Zoom call, which I could do because I do know how to run Facebook ads. And I've got a professional that helps me do that now, but I do know what it could cost me to acquire a client. I do know how to have coaches in the group to help me do the thing. But my point is that you can scale before you take over the world. And you can actually deliver massive amounts of quality to numbers of people if you use a version of the one-on-one method that I've just discussed. So if you've got any questions in relation to how to execute that, how to price yourself, what technology you need to go online, like these are all questions that I guess I had. Actually, there's probably 100,000 more that I had in 2012. I made a podcast about that actually. What I wish I had known when I went online in 2012 is what it's called. So just search for Kate Martin Mentor or Personal Trainer Mentor on iTunes, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast app is. Or if you would like my help, send me a question via message and I'm always happy to answer. As of making this video, there is one space left available to work with me as a VIP. So I'm going to teach you to do all of that. Like, you will up-level at a gazillion times what you think is actually possible. So yeah, you've got to be pretty sick of being where you are. Yes, you have to be ready for change. But the thing with, because I'm not forcing you through a curriculum, it never has been my way or the highway. You will have multiple skill sets and talents, and we're going to use those multiple skill sets and talents to actually market, attract the right clients, and figure out how to do multiple versions of things that you've got, not necessarily online. I've got clients that don't want to go online. I've got clients that have still never made videos years later. And one of them in particular I'm thinking of, she's now got 8 staff. She was actually about to leave the industry. She's a very, very clever girl. She had 8 staff multiple years later, actually just hired me for me to talk to her group of staff. So cute. So everything is about relationships. And this is something that else that I want coaches to know. Everything that you know about building relationships is 1,000 times more important, and it's important to focus on as well, rather than worrying about, do you need to learn how to use ClickFunnels software? No, you need to learn how to communicate. I'm just guessing, right? Because these are most people's problems. Understanding that it needs to come out of your mouth, the offers that you have, because if you're not telling people the offers that you have, like maybe even before you have them, then how are they going to work with you? By the way, very, very exciting to open the doors now for the rest of March. I'm opening the doors to a new monthly membership that I've got. So I'll make sure that I put the link thing somewhere near this video so you can click that. But I hope this has been helpful today. Please comment below. Let me know if it has. Also, I have a free gift. If you've never seen any of my stuff before and you want to see how I actually built the outline to one of my first very large, when I say very large, there was like 130 people that did the first version of this via online in 2012, how I built that online, the outline to my first online 12-week course, literally like the ideas of the curriculum of what was actually in the curriculum. Because when I teach my clients, what we do is we just actually go through the outline like that, and then you start delivering it. And they're actually getting money for it as they deliver it. And obviously there's a few more things to do, but it's about being paid for their expertise. So just understand, it's 1,000 times easier than probably what you're thinking. You can keep hammering around at it yourself to try and figure it out, or you can ask people for help that have done it before. Maybe that's me, maybe it's not. But if you're just Googling things, that's just definitely not going to work. Just like it doesn't for your clients, it actually sends you further down a rabbit hole of this method, that method. I need to scale. That's why I know people actually are watching what's going on online, because I'm so sick of hearing that word. I need to scale my online business. Really? Okay, cool. So are you prepared to do this and this and this and this and this and this? And by the way, all those things are technology, and one of them is Facebook ads. So because you need to run an ad to see what it is to pick up a lot of clients at once, all that stuff. Now, you can have the experience of getting to 300,000 to 500,000 in a couple of months. That's what your annual income would actually look like with very little use of technology and with only your organic network. And I am not talking about messaging strangers that you bring into a Facebook group or any of that. Actually, this has got very little to do with technology. One of the bigger things that I noticed, and if you're not doing this, then you should start, is that even the coaches that I start work with is they don't post things to their personal profile because they don't want to annoy everybody that's their friends. Let me enlighten you. The way the Facebook algorithm works is that people don't actually see your posts. They don't. They don't see half that. No one on your business page sees anything. That's how it works because there's just so many people on Facebook right now, so they don't show the posts to virtually anybody. But even on your personal profile, they'll show one post to this group of 10 people over here and another 20 people over here. And unless you get a lot of comments and interaction, which doesn't pay the bills, by the way, it's got nothing to do with Jack. That stands for Jack shit if you're in another country. It's got nothing to do with anything, really. Anyway, any questions, feel free to hit me up or click one of the links that's around here. Yes, I can kick your ass on a monthly basis, but you can also join me as a VIP. Maybe that won't be available by the time you see this video, but you can still send me a message and ask a question because I'm always here. Why? Because I love people. Because I'm always happy to coach people. Because I've been a personal trainer for 22 years. Like, we love people. Anyway, I'm logging off. This jacket's getting hot. Here's to massive success in your business and happiness in your life, and I'll talk to you guys soon.